Towards the end of the 1st century AD, one of the 12 apostles, John, the beloved disciple, was still alive. In spite of his great age, John was active in the Lord's service to the end. For many years, he was one of the pillars in the Church of Jerusalem. Then, according to tradition, he spent the latter part of his life in Ephesus, in Asia Minor, overseeing the church there, and probably also supervising the other churches in the area. It was during that time that he wrote his Gospel, 3 epistles, and the last book of the Bible, Revelation. His first epistle has none of the usual features of a letter of that time. John's name is not given, nor the address, nor any greeting, and the believers to whom he is writing are not specified. It was probably written from Ephesus about AD 85 to 90, when false teaching concerning the person and work of Christ was circulating among the churches. John wrote this letter to strengthen the faith of believers by urging them to keep to the truth and to live in fellowship with God. The letter begins with a solemn introduction reminiscent of the prologue of John's Gospel. The author refers to Jesus as the Word of Life. Christ is the living Word of God and the source of all life. Eternally coexistent with the Father, he appeared in the world. John declares that he can bear witness to having seen, heard, and touched with his hands that eternal word of life. He says that he is writing these things so that his readers might know the joy of fellowship. For, he says, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. God is light, declares the apostle. In him there is no darkness at all. In order to have fellowship with God, the believer must walk in the light of truth and righteousness. Then we will have fellowship with one another, he writes, for the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from every sin. That does not mean that the Christian is without sin. To say so would be untrue. But, says John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. For we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who offered himself as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. John then explains that the evidence of being in fellowship with God is shown in obedience, and this in turn implies love. Whoever loves God obeys his commands, but the one who rejects his word or hates a fellow believer is in darkness and does not know God. Whoever has fellowship with God should live as Jesus did, says John. Love comes from God, he writes, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God, because God is love. So great is the Father's love that he calls us his children, and that is what we are, says John. But what we will be has not yet been made known. However, we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as he is pure. John urges his readers not to love the world or the things that belong to it, all selfish desires, the lust and the pride of life, that do not come from the Father, but from the world, which, he says, is passing away. But he who does the will of God remains forever. The whole world is controlled by the devil, but the Son of God appeared to destroy the works of the devil. God's command is this, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. This letter, where everything appears in stark contrast, emphasizes the opposing spheres of good and evil and the effect they have on men. People are either in the light or in darkness. They are either controlled by the love of God and the spirit of truth, or by the love of the world and the spirit of error. In John's day, false teachers were spreading heretical ideas. There were some who denied Christ's deity. Others denied his incarnation, saying that the Son of God was not a real man. He only appeared to have a body. Such teaching, says John, comes from the deceiver and the Antichrist. He warns his readers that many Antichrists were already in the world. These false prophets, empowered by the spirit of error, were denying that Jesus was the Christ. Therefore believers are to test the spirits, to see whether they are from God or not. But the one who is in you, says John to his readers, is greater than the one who is in the world. The true Christian, therefore, who has received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, confesses that Jesus is both God and man, who came from the Father into the world to give eternal life to those who believe. Whoever believes has the witness of the Holy Spirit in his heart, says John. This is the witness. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you, says John, so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Next episode, John's second and third epistles.